Jim, when you look back on Ralph Wilson's contributions, not just to the NFL, but to Western New York, what do you think his legacy will be here as a businessman?
He's a very successful businessman. Forget that we're talking about the Buffalo Bills. Let's talk about a private enterprise, a privately held company that was started in 1959, 1960 for $25,000 and now has a book value approaching $800-900 million, maybe even $1 billion. That's a pretty good right on their return. And besides the dollars and cents, the psychological lift that we have by having the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, you can't even measure.
The decision that Ralph Wilson made over the years to keep the team here in Western New York, how big of a deal was that? Because certainly he must have had opportunities over the years to move this franchise to a place that probably could have made him a lot more money.
He had offers from Miami. He had offers from Seattle. As recently as the Super Bowl years, he had offers, people approaching him. He always said no. People say, well, he didn't sign a 50-year lease or anything like that. But there are things in this current lease, and he was 93 when they were negotiating it, that he put clauses in there that make it very hard for the Buffalo Bills to leave Buffalo at least until the year 2022, and then who knows what happens after that.
Why do you think he was so interested in keeping the team here, at least while he was alive? He really had no other connections to the community. He wasn't from here. He didn't live here. He lived in Detroit.
I think he loved Buffalo.
What do you think happens now, or what will happen now, short-term, and I know harder to predict long-term, but at least for now, does anything change immediately upon his death?
No. Immediately, there are no changes. I mean, he put those changes in place a couple years ago when he put Russ Brandon in charge. Jeff Lippman, I'm assuming, will be the trustee of the estate. Jeff will be very loyal to the wishes of Mr. Wilson. Even with his will and everything in place, it's going to take a couple of years for it to work its way through the probate court. And then, and only then, it may or may not be put up for sale. For all we know, his widow, Mary Wilson, may decide to keep the team.
If the team is put up for sale, is there anyone in Western New York that has the wherewithal or the interest in buying this franchise?
Wherewithal, yes, interest. Most of the obvious suspects we've talked to have been traditionally very coy about any, when you pose that question, they all said at the time, Mr. Wilson is very much alive and we're not going to start grave robbing out of respect to him. But you could, the Jacobs family would be one candidate, although Mr. Jacobs repeatedly told me he would never sell the Boston Bruins. So he himself couldn't necessarily buy the team, but there's not to say he could be part of a limited partnership or his sons could be a part of a limited partnership. Bob Rich would be a likely candidate, Terry Pegula, Tom Golisano, maybe even Barry Snyder from the Seneca Nation. Those are, four names right off the top of my head.
And do you think those folks, if they were interested either solely or in a group, likely to keep the team here?
I would say yes. I think the first preference is to keep the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, has said as much. I think that's pretty much the mindset, that the Bills are likely to stay in Western New York. But, again, they're a privately held company, and our history is littered with a lot of privately held companies that have been sold, whose roots may have been here, but they've been sold and been moved elsewhere.